to head to higher ground. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Mandatory evacuations ordered along parts of the San Jacinto River in Harris County, Texas. That area has been hammered by rain, and several towns are now flooded with brown, murky water. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo urging residents along the river to get out or prepare to shelter in place.
It's a catastrophic event, and we all need to take the urgent and necessary steps to respond accordingly.
Hidalgo warning those who choose not to evacuate, they could be putting their lives at risk. More rain is expected through tomorrow. New Russian charges aimed at Ukraine, as Fox's Paul Stevens reports.
Russia on Saturday putting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his predecessor Petro Poroshenko on a wanted list. That report from Russian state media did not detail any specific criminal charges. An independent Russian media outlet, meantime, saying that both Zelensky and Poroshenko had been on that list for months. That Russian wanted list also includes scores of officials and lawmakers from Ukraine and NATO countries, as well as cabinet ministers from Estonia and Lithuania. It also includes an international criminal court prosecutor who prepared a warrant last year for President Vladimir Putin on war crimes charges. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she intends to call a House vote to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from that job this week. Some Democrats have thrown their support behind the speaker, including Massachusetts Congressman Jake Auchincloss, who told Fox News Live.
Speaker Johnson, with whom I have substantial political differences, he governed. And he stood up to his extreme MAGA flank in support of our Democratic allies, so I'm going to vote to protect him.
Congresswoman Green leads a small group of House Republicans looking to remove the speaker, citing dissatisfaction with his support of legislation they claim caters too heavily to Democrats. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Officials in Egypt say that Israel has reportedly given Hamas 1 week to accept a hostage deal and agree to a ceasefire, or their plan to invade Rafah will begin. Fox's Ryan Chilcote with details.
That delegation from Hamas arrived from Gaza in Cairo a short while ago. They're looking at and discussing a proposal from the Israelis for a ceasefire. And by all appearances, we are getting noticeable progress in those negotiations. That, at least according to Egyptian state media. Egypt, of course, in a position to know what's going on inside the room, because Egypt, alongside the United States, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, are negotiating this ceasefire, or these first steps in a ceasefire arrangement, alongside the Israelis and Hamas.
The potential deal would reportedly see Hamas release somewhere between 20 and 33 hostages in exchange for a 40-day ceasefire. More than 2,400 people have been arrested or detained as anti-Israel protests continue on college campuses. But at New York, Fox's Matt Finn reports.
Not a protester in sight, a stark contrast compared to last night when police ultimately arrived here to NYU. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters gathered here, some using umbrellas to shield the camp from cameras. NYP dismantled and removed the encampment and took 59 people into custody last night. 12 were quickly released with notices to appear and headed south to Washington, D.C. at George Washington University. Yesterday, staff unfurled a large American flag above the anti-Israel protesters there. But then later on, protesters projected a Genocide Joe signal onto the American flag.
But 50 protesters stormed the commencement ceremony at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor today. A Gaza tent encampment has been cleared at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.